From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Giadi Lee reporting. The Vatican is confirming Pope Francis will meet with refugees on the Greek island of Lesbos on April 16th, a highly symbolic show of solidarity as the European Union begins deporting migrants back to Turkey. The Vatican said Thursday Francis had accepted an invitation to visit by the spiritual leader of the world's Orthodox Christians, Ecumenical Patriarch Bartholomew, and the Greek president. Bartholomew will be in Lesbos as well. Panamanian President Juan Carlos Varela says his government will create an independent commission to review the country's financial practices in the wake of the Panama Papers scandal. Observers say Panama's economic sector tolerates a culture of secrecy, making it one of the last major jurisdictions allowing clients to hide money from legal authorities. Varela spoke about the proposed advisory commission during a televised address Wednesday night. Varela said the government of Panama will create an independent committee of national and international experts to evaluate our standard practices and to propose measures that we will share with other countries to strengthen transparency of the illegal financial system. The Panamanian law firm implicated in the scandal, Mossack Fonseca, says a whopping 11.5 million documents leaked from its office this week were stolen by hackers and not divulged by an insider. The scandal has touched the rich and powerful in a long list of nations, including Russian President Vladimir Putin. This is VOA News. A senior UN official is accusing the Syrian government of refusing permission for relief agencies to distribute humanitarian assistance to hundreds of thousands of vulnerable Syrians in blockaded and hard-to-reach areas. Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva.
UN Special Advisor Jan Egeland calls this past week very disappointing. He says the United Nations has been waiting for 4 days for the Syrian government to give the green light for the delivery of aid to 287,000 people in besieged and hard-to-reach areas. Egeland says the one positive note in this otherwise grim scenario is the United Nations likely will be able to do major evacuations of wounded, sick, and their relatives from 4 towns under siege in the near future.
Altogether, it could be up to 500 people. It's one of the biggest medical evacuations that have been planned. We hope it to happen.
Egeland says in this situation of life and death, medical evacuations, medical assessment missions, and assistance should be routine. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Bahrain's foreign minister said Iran needs to change its foreign policy in the region. In a Thursday appearance with visiting U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry, Khalid bin Ahmed Al-Khalifa said Iran needs to devote as much effort to its neighbors as it did to securing the nuclear agreement with the United States and 5 other countries. Kerry said Iran must deal with its own internal divisions.
The aspirations expressed by some people in Iran to be able to build a better relationship in the region and with the world is in fact the direction that Iran would like to go in. But the test of that is going to be in what Iran itself chooses to do in the days and weeks and months and years ahead. Clearly, there is a difference of opinion within Iran itself.
The two U.S. Democratic presidential candidates, former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton and Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders, are feuding over who is qualified to be the country's leader. Sanders told reporters in Philadelphia that she has attacked me for being unqualified, and if I'm attacked for being unqualified, I will respond in kind. Philadelphia is a major eastern city where Democrats are holding a presidential nominating election April 26. I am not going to get beaten up. Clinton in New York criticized Sanders for what she called his lack of details in promoting his plan aimed at curbing the financial clout of Wall Street. She said, I think it's important to tell people how you're going to get things done. I'm Giadi Lee in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.